Good morning, kiddos. The Raven Looney, Jay Daniels here, announcing from behind the podcast mic on a sizzling hot summer morning here in British Columbia. I'm sure we're breaking lots more temperature records. Oh my goodness, can you feel that sizzle? Now, folks, you could try to beat the heat today by skinny dipping. You better put lots of sunblock on your extremities, on your nether regions, should you choose to do so. Or I recommend instead that you take a safer path and you listen to this podcast and join yours truly. And I'll bask in the air conditioning here in the Muffin Junkie studio. And I have got an exciting show for you. Let me tell you, you are going to be treated to lots and lots of exciting garage band music from all over the world. Gang, you're going to get to hear lots of furious fuzztone sounds in just a while. But right now, the Raven Looney has a special announcement for you. Joining me in the studio, in fact, she's just sat down here as a special guest. She is a spokesperson for the GAMBC. And kiddos, I'm going to ask her all about this wonderful organization that she belongs to that does lots of culinary work in the community, this alliance, and we'll touch upon that in just a minute. But what essentially you need to know is that she is a muffin expert, an expert in all things about muffins. Would you put your hands together, please, for Miss Pippa Stafford Shelby. Hello, Pippa, and welcome.
Hello, young man. It is indeed a pleasure to speak in my capacity as the spokeswoman for the GAMBC, the Global Alliance of Muffins, Biscuits, and Crumpets, as it's properly called, and to address your listening audience.
Pippa, the pleasure is all ours here on the Muffin Junkie to have a lady of your class, your refinement, and your obvious knowledge about muffins, biscuits, and crumpets. And Pippa, right now, why don't we touch upon your organization? What can you tell us about the Global Alliance of Muffins, Biscuits, and Crumpets? How did that all come about?
Essentially, it was born, the Global Alliance, out of a need to restore peace and order to the baking world. I'm ashamed to say there was a lot of animosity between the various ladies' baking groups and in competitions over which trumps what? Are muffins more important, or crumpets, or biscuits? In the end, we all settled on our common ground, and that is how the Global Alliance was born.
I'm sorry to laugh, Pippa, and I'm not laughing at you, believe me, because I hold you in the highest regard. But, Pippa, what I do find a bit funny is that I'm trying to imagine, and I'm sure the Muffin Junkie listeners are trying to imagine, groups of ladies in baking circles all over the world in various countries locked in a Darwinian struggle for survival of the fittest in the baking supremacy war of muffins, biscuits, and crumpets. I can't get my head around something like that. You had to form a group because of that?
Young man, you will cease and desist immediately. This line of sarcastic laughter and criticism, or I shall leave your podcast booth forthwith. I, for one, won't stand for any more. Is that understood?
Yes, it is, Miss Stafford Shelby, and I am truly sorry.
Very good. Now that we've established the first point of my contention, my second point, young man. When you're in the presence of a lady, especially a lady guest, it would be customary, normally, for a gentleman to wear a tie and a freshly pressed carnation in his lapel and a nice tweed suit that is ironed and meets with the highest of standards inspection. And also to shave. My God, man, would it have harmed you to shave, knowing that you had a guest today?
Miss Stafford Shelby, I am truly sorry from the bottom of my heart. Sadly, my parents weren't able to send me to finishing school, and I guess it shows. But Pippa, we're going to talk more about this green tin that you have situated on your lap. And I am told you bake some special muffins for today's show. For a special taste testing between yourself and the Raven Looney. But before we get to that, Pippa, I want to talk about the first set of GarageBand music that the listeners are going to hear on today's show. Now, the very first band you're going to hear is called the Paisley Incident. And after that, it'll be Marmalade Conspiracy. And in the ending of the set, you'll hear Children of Tomorrow, along with the Sentimental Jerks and the Nonsensical Maniacs. Oh, fantastic. Pippa, what do you think of Garage Band music? Are you familiar with it?
Garage Band music? Really, Mr. Tiles? Oh, it all has to be so loud. It's always so loud. The loudness of the music, the aggression. No, it simply won't do. No. I am not going to talk anymore about GarageBand music.
Hey, Pippa, I'm going to have to take the mic from you in a second because I am feeling a little bit of anger issues here because my show is based on psychedelic and GarageBand music, and I love all the music that I play, and so do my listeners, and the guests on my show are first-class people and musicians, and I won't have it said otherwise, Pippa. Barring that, I guess it's just a generational thing that you and I will have to agree to disagree.
Oh, I see how it is. You don't get your own ways, you throw a hissy fit. You're no better than my young nephew, and he's only 5. Young man, I'm going to get up and leave. You have simply wasted my time today. I'm going to take my lemon ginger muffins in this lovely green functional muffin tin. These muffins that are done in lemon juice and sugar glaze, which you shall never have the pleasure to taste. They are very palatable, I assure you, but you shall not find out, young man. I'm going to leave this backwoods podcasting facility, this third-rate pedestrian studio. I never felt welcomed anyways to your program. I think it appeals to the fins.
You know, Pippa, for someone that's supposed to be a classy lady, you're awfully rude. In fact, you're pompous. I'm just going to say you're pompous.
Your man will stop this display of aggression right now. You wouldn't know one side of a teacup from another. How to pick it up? On which side the handle is? In fact, Mr. Daniels, you have never even had a cup of tea in Royal Doulton, China. And with that, I'm leaving. I'm picking up my tea and I'm going. And you have not come the end of me.
Miss Stafford Shelby, it's just a misunderstanding. Please, sit down again. We can talk.
I am certainly not coming back. In fact, I'm heading straight for the door with my cookie tin. And you shall hear from my solicitor. Oh, yes, young man, you have no idea who I'm connected with.
Oh, my goodness, Miss Stafford Shelby. Hang on, I'm coming.
My lemon ginger muffins have been found! Who's this red-headed, long-haired ruffian that charged like a bull into me? I demand answers at once, Mr. Daniels.
The red-headed ruffian is Jim Vitard, Pippa.
I cannot believe this, folks. The psychedelic innovator, Texas musician Jim Vitard, has shown up here in the Muffin Junkie studio.
I don't care about his rock and roll credentials. I demand an apology from this young man immediately.
Miss Stafford Shelby, just let Jim speak.
Sorry to barge in like this, but I've been listening into the podcast. I've been in Seattle with a friend who's doing some research on a dissertation. But I just couldn't stand it, so I got driving, and it took me over 2 hours to get up to the studio, and I just want to take this show back. You've been pushing Jay around this whole time, just mocking him and just making him like a low-level moron. He's putting out good music. He's doing, fighting the good fight. And I know you also fight the good fight in this global alliance for muffins, biscuits, and crumpets. We all respect this. You should get a Nobel Peace Prize.
Finally, some truth in all this nonsense that you've been spewing at me.
Pippa, I really mean that, but I just think if we get the show back to music, it'd be the best, you know? I want to play some music. My music is peaceful. We got a 10-song set for you. We can all sit around and have crumpets and muffins, you know, after a little while. I really want to. You know, I'm sorry about your tin I threw down on the ground, but sometimes you just got to throw it on the ground. I mean, sometimes you just get fed up, and I just fed up. My temper exploded. I'm sorry.
No,
you know, but my music is peaceful. Jay is a peaceful guy. Jay, if we can let me get set up with this amp, and we can just get this show on the road. And Pippa, respectfully, if you could sit down over there, we've got a chair set up for you. Jay, could you help her over there?
Miss Stafford Shelby, I ask you to be calm and just have a seat over here, as Jim has said. Let me pull the chair over here for you.
Sorry, I'm kind of winded, but this just takes a lot out of me. But let me get back to the music. Hold on.
Is it going to make a loud racket?
You get tuned up.
The first time ever in Conjunction history, a guest is going to play live here in the studio.
You're gonna enjoy this. We can have muffins. I'll replace your pan. It'll be all good.
Not sitting here for long listening to a loud racket.
Here's one for you, Pippa. Higher frequency. 1, 2, 3, 4. Go there and you will see. No more blindness, only clarity. Pass through the fog to prosperity. Confusion and doubt left behind. Live for the now in the mind. Keep to the narrow path ahead. These things have all been said. Higher frequency. The higher frequency. It's here that you'll be free. Never again listen to the static. This is so hard for to get. The higher frequency will empower you from within inside. In due season, it will tell like you discover. It's no fun, but I'm okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Have you been scammed? I sure have. Have you been damned? I sure have. Have you been Uncle Sam? I sure have. It's no fun. Have you been robbed? I sure have. Been kidnapped, I sure have. Have you been analyzed, I sure have. It's no fun. It's no fun, but I'm okay today. It's no fun, but I'm okay today.
You want another song? We'll get you another song.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let me just get my acoustic guitar here. Got it all tuned down for you, because I know you like to get down. So here we go. This one's off my Guitar Tapes 2 album. It's called Girls on Crack. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm walking down the road again. I can't seem to find my way. All I want is to be free and to see. This next song, I've got to get a capo. You know what a capo is?
I have no idea. It
goes up on the 3rd fret. The song's called Fear Is Nothing New off the Rise album. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Rise up from the heavy sleep. You've been so far into the deep. Make the sweet noise for today. It'll carry you from the pain. Your confusion will disappear as you trust. Leave your courage, you're strong again. Upload all the trash into the bin. Set your eyes up to the sky. Always tell yourself on track. Dark times are. Thank you.
your friends wait with beside you to see how your time has been spent. Write again about the time it'll Alright, Piva, this one, you're gonna stomp your feet on it, I'm sure. It's called Confusion, Lies, Guns, and Drugs off my California Days album. Here we go. One, two, ready, go. Woke up this morning, 2:30. The only problem is, where are you? You ran off with another guy. Don't know why. Confusion, lies, guns, and drugs. Confusion, lies, guns, and drugs. We've been through this many a time. It's starting to be a crime. Give up the jerk with the gun. Let's have some fun. Confusion, lies, guns. Confusion, lies, guns, and drugs. Confusion, lies, guns, and drugs. Confusion, lies, guns, and drugs. Just don't know what you see in him. It seems like it's just a whim. He doesn't like you for who you are. It's just a game. Confusion, lies, guns, and drugs. Confusion, lies, guns, and drugs. You gotta clear your mind and choose a way. It'll be a brand new day. Give up the junk and soon you'll see. I promise you, no more confusion, lies, guns, and drugs. No more confusion, lies, guns, and drugs.
That was out of sight.
That's my favorite number so far.
All right, Jay, this one's called Hula Hoop Girl. I think you'll like it too, Pippa. It's off my Busted in Bulgaria album. 1, 2, 3, 4. There's this girl I know. She loves to make the hula hoop go. She's bubbly, energetic with the hoop, just like little Betty Boo. She's at her best with the ring, just as I am. We hope always to be our best when we face all the rain. Hula hoop girl, where are you? You are so true. Hula hoop girl, where are you? There's only a few. You hop around to the beat with one leg that's so neat. How'd you learn this trick? Thank you.
us out today. One great song after the other.
Jim, would you please play another song, please?
All right, the next tune is called Beach. It's off the California Days album. I wrote it with Dominic Campanella of The Quarter After. Beppo, you really need to look into that band, I'm telling you. One, two, three, four. I look up to the sky, see the clouds and colors all around. I hear the waves going now, see the birds and stars tonight. Going with the rising tide, shouldn't wait for morning time. Moments pass as I decide, shouldn't wait for morning time. I tell myself the reason why waters flow and there's no turning back. Reaching for the horizon line, just begun. Going with the rising tide, shouldn't wait till morning time. More fast as I decide, shouldn't wait till morning mind, ray of light about to look up into the sky, see the clouds and colors all around. I hear the waves going in, see the birds and stars tonight. Going with the rising tide, shouldn't wait till morning time. Only fast as I could fly, shouldn't wait till morning . This is an obscure song. It goes out to, it's called Family Straitjackets. Let me get my acoustic guitar.
Oh, man. Remember, you heard it here first on The Muffin Junkie.
Okay. So not on an album. It's kind of obscure. Here we go. One, two, three, four. They keep you strapped down, boxed in and on the ground. They say they love you, really they want to stay easy cool against you. They feel your creativity, they feel your freedom. They treat you like a bum, they say they support you, but we know that ain't true. Family straight jackets keep on wearing them. jackets, family straight jackets, keep on wearing them. What are they doing? Not much, they're just hiding. They're never real. They've got no zeal at all. They've got no zeal at all. So why do you listen to them? All they say is, get a haircut, trim. Excuse me, I get a haircut all the time. I'm the one with all the guts. You sit behind your desk and hide. You sit behind your desk with all your money. Family straight jackets, keep on wearing them. Family straight jackets, keep on wearing them. We've a small world, they're too scared and spoiled. I'm the one with the ideas, you better get going. And stop listening to the ridiculous panaceas. But learning Arabic, signing up for the CIA. Like learning Arabic, signing up for the CIA. Family straight jackets, keep on wearing them. Family straight jackets, keep on wearing them.
Oh my goodness, what a great, great impromptu live set. Oh, Jim, man, I don't know what to say, it's so good. Jim. Oh, the psychedelic innovator Jim Guittard making muffin junkie history. This is the first time ever a musician has stormed the studio and played a live set. Oh, Pippa, you are a privileged guest to hear Jim play here today.
I am nice as editing. Thank you, Jim. Jim Guittard.
Jim, that was a groovy live set. You absolutely blew my mind with that set and knocked my socks off. And all the listeners as well. And even Pippa too, Jim.
Well, thank you, Jay.
For anyone that's just started listening to the podcast at this point, the psychedelic innovator Jim Guittard burst into the Muffin Junkie studio today and made history here by playing a unscheduled live performance of his songs, many of which are rare tracks from various albums of his. In fact, some aren't even on an album. And I wanted to thank you, Jim, for standing up for the Muffin Junkie and yours truly, the Raving Loony. And why don't you have a seat, Jim, with Pippa and I, and let's talk about your set. I'm sorry, Jim, just 1 second.
Okay.
I see Stephanie here coming towards us with a tray.
Sorry to bother you, Mr. Daniels. The tea and muffins that you requested for your guests are here.
Thank you, Stephanie. You're a doll. You can just put them down there. Thank you. Give yourself an extra 15-minute break at the end of the day.
Thank you,
Jim, here's some tea for you and for you as well, Miss Stafford Shelby.
Oh, Mr. Daniels.
Served on Royal Dalton China. I had Stephanie go out and make that purchase. And also, here's some muffins for you. It's a new type of muffin. It's a blueberry. And, of course, it has some marshmallows in it. It's rather tasty. I ask you both to have some and enjoy, and we'll continue to talk. Now, Jim, you're legendary around these parts here in British Columbia. You've been a guest on the show before for your Guittard Tapes album and also your Busted in Bulgaria album, both fine albums. Now, a lot of these songs you played today are from some of your other albums. Where can the those maybe that are brand new to your music, where can they find the original studio versions of these songs that you performed today?
Listeners can find my music at Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, all the above. Just look up Jim Guittard, G-U-I-T-T-A-R-D. I'm pretty much everywhere.
Jim, why don't you finish up your blueberry and marshmallow muffin there? Don't worry, it's not like the blissful freakout Larry muffin that you had the last time you were here. Again, I'm still feel bad about that. Now, in the name of diplomacy, Jim, Pippa has just motioned to me she has something she wants to say to you to facilitate the healing and bonding process between you and herself, and me, of course.
Jim, if I might say something now, you are an outstanding young man. I totally misjudged you, and I'm sorry that I was rude to you, and... I wanted to mention that I myself am somewhat of a musician. I used to play the triangle in the ladies' choir.
There you go.
Pippa, I am glad that everything turned out all right today in the end, and that you've come to dig the music of Jim Guittard like the rest of us. Jim has some good music, and you've seen it firsthand today. I even got you tapping your feet to some of the songs, Pippa.
It's been many years since I've moved my hips. That felt quite good.
Pippa, Jim has something he wants to say to you right now, and I would add this before Jim speaks, that Jim mentioned to me that he will go halfers with me and we will pay for your muffin tin, which Jim knocked out of your hands earlier in the day here, and him and I will chip in and get you some new muffins, because we are swell guys.
Swell guys.
All right, Jim.
Yeah, Pippa, I'm very sorry about that. I promise I will never do it again, and just wanted to replace it. I get kind of excited about music.
Yes, Pippa, you have a question for the raving loony.
Yes, Jane, I'm curious. What all these levers and buttons and knobs and lights do here in the studio?
Pippa, I know it can be overwhelming, all the machinery here in the Muffin Junkie studio. But what you're looking at is the heart and soul, the sound of the Muffin Junkie studio. And that's made on this baby here. It's a Vibatronic Celestrion 5000 mixing board and sound effect console. And it has the latest in analog and monophonic technology. It has four tracks. That's right, it's a multi-track machine, so we're well ahead of the pack here. Why don't you come over here and I'll show you what this baby's capable of.
This Boss Cool effect that I'm applying is called a plate reverb effect.
Mr. Daniels, that is remarkable. Sounds like you're in an airline hangar, if I didn't know better.
Pippa, it could fool even an expert, couldn't it? Look straight down there, in fact, and I'll tell you what actually was happening. While I was flicking the plate reverb switch in the special effects unit, it sent an electromagnetic signal to the transducer that created a vibration in that large piece of sheet metal over there by Jim Guittard. Hey, Jim.
Hi. Jim Guittard.
Pippa, I want you to hold steady and get ready, because this next effect is going to blow your mind. It's called a dual flanger phaser effect. Here we go.
This far-out groovy whooshing effect that you're hearing is created by me running two of the same signals via two sync tape decks and slowing one down as it's inputted through this special effects board.
Dizzy. It's so overwhelming.
Miss Stafford Shelby, you better take a seat in the chair. Jim is going to pull it out here for you, and you can sit down just to make sure that you're safe and not all disorientated. I am going to amp up this special effects demonstration right now. We're taking it up a few notches. Let me just pull this special lever.
Right now I'm adding some distortion and the fuzzbox effect. Why don't I click on the resonant filter? Maybe we can put on a time stretching delay.
Reverse polarity of the neutron flow and hit this switch, which activates all the whistles and bells.
This is ridiculous. I'm getting scared here. Come on, turn it off. All right, Jay, come on. I'm going to turn this thing off. Man, come on, this is out of control. There we go.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Jim, for shutting that off. I'm sorry, folks. The raving loony got carried away there. I just love gadgets. Oh, baby. I think my ego flared up for a moment there. Right now, though, we're getting near the ending of the podcast, and I just wanted to thank you, Pippa, Miss Stafford Shelby, for being the scheduled guest on today's show, and I'm sorry for any misunderstanding once again. I'm glad we're on good terms now, you and I and Jim and all the Muffin Junkie listeners, and that you're digging what we're doing here now and you're on the same frequency.
Oh, you're too kind. It was a pleasure to be on your show, in fact. After a rocky beginning, why don't you and Jim come here, both you lovely young men, for a hug? And I want you to know that you're both honorary members of the Global Alliance of Muffins, Biscuits, and Crumpets. And I had a fantastic time. And Jim, your music, dare I say, is groovy.
Now, Jim has just picked up his guitar again, and evidently he's going to play some more of his music, and I'll ask Jim about that in just a second. But I wanted to mention to all of you that if you dig Jim's music, let Jim know at on Twitter at https://twitter.com/JimGuitard. And please leave the Muffin Junkie some feedback, too. And let me know if you enjoyed the podcast. Leave that at Twitter as well. That's, of course, at https://twitter.com/muffinjunkie. I also wanted to mention that the next show of the Muffin Junkie will be sometime later in September and will feature psychedelic greats from Chicago, the Red Plastic Buddha. So you don't want to miss that one. Right now, Jim looks like he's going to play a couple songs for us to lead us out. Over to you, Jim.
Well, there you have it, Jay. Another successful podcast. Pippa, I'm glad that you came around and started to enjoy my music, you know. And you didn't unplug the mic or the amplifier. I appreciate it. You're a graceful lady. You know, you're doing good work with your Global Alliance. Jay, again, thanks for having me. Actually, I burst in on your show, but you let me do it, and you got back to the music. I'm grateful for that.
Jim, this was an unexpected surprise that just blew me away. I thoroughly enjoyed your live set. A couple rare tracks as well that you've never played live before. And Jim, I understand you have two songs to lead us out.
I do. I want to play a couple more songs for you guys. Got one from Busted in Bulgaria called Survival Mode. Last song is called You Are On Track. And have fun with the Red Plastic Buddha in a few weeks. I'm sure they'll really enjoy it and the listeners will enjoy it. I approve. Thanks a lot, Jay. We'll see you next time. Survival Mode. 1, 2, 3, 4.
fantastic, Jim. Survival mode's a great song. Ah, man, that was good.
Okay, here's the last song. It's called You Are On Track. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Jim.
Hey, Barry.
What an incredible live set. I was listening to you through the ventilation ducts as I was changing the furnace filter in the boiler room here at the Muffin Junkie studio.
Best place to listen to music.
I'm just glad I could sneak you through the fire exit so you could play your live set today. Front doors, there's just no way you could have got in. Strict orders from Mr. Daniels. Whenever a podcast begins, all the doors at the main entrance are locked down.
Yeah, he's just keeping the studio safe. Don't blame him.
Do you know I'd do anything for you, Jim?
Yep.
No, everything is all good, Jim. Between me and Mr. Daniels, he promoted me to the chief janitor position.
Jay's the man.
I am now officially on full time after 15 years. With the Muffin Junkie organization.
You deserve it.
Jim, why don't I help you pack your guitars and your stuff into your car in the parking lot? In fact, Jim, since I never get to see you, why don't I take you out for lunch today? Mr. Daniels gave me a $15 coupon.
Wow.
That's good for Denty's 24-hour breakfast restaurant. I'll get you anything you want. Do you want a omelet, or maybe some Bavarian sausages, some pancakes or crepes?
Oh, yeah.
Or some hash browns, anything you want with breakfast, Jim.
Let's
maybe
do it.
We can talk about the old days in college before you go back to Seattle.
Yeah, let's get going, man. I'm starved, you know. I'm ready to go. Yeah, I'm glad you and Jay got it all worked out, you know, that last show with Mike Cormier. You know, I was a little worried about you two. That's why I stepped in during your time of need, you know.
Yeah, my ribs held up pretty good, Jim. And the abrasions to my head after the security threw me in the parking lot was all just a big misunderstanding. That's what Mr. Daniels told me before he had me sign a waiver. He is such a nice guy.
You know, Jay's under a lot of pressure, haven't noticed, you know, with these budget cuts going down. And just glad you were able to get a promotion raise, because, you know, here in the States, you know, we got this Obamacare clamping down on most, you know, low-paying people. So, yeah, I'm just happy for you. And we go way back.
College fraternity brothers forever, Jim.
Yeah, college was, that was almost 20 years ago, so we got a lot of stuff to catch up on. You know, let's get over to Denty's. You know, I haven't been there in a while. $15, man, we can do it. Two of us can do it. I'm thinking I might want to get some potato pancakes, you know, with applesauce and maybe some sour cream. I love that. You know, I used to work at a German restaurant. That'll be good stuff.
Jim, I know you're out of the game as far as dating because you're married, but I'm hoping to meet the woman of my dreams, say, perhaps a 19-year-old blonde German waitress. Oh, a man can always dream.
Yep. Anyway, let's get the guitars going, and let's get it out to the car. Let's get over to Denty's. You know, that's the spot, man. Denty's. That brings back some memories. You know, that time we went over to Denty's, you know, at like 2 a.m., you know, and there was some crazy ruckus over there, and we just got out just to the nick of time, you know. Those were crazy days, you know. I'm glad we lived to tell about it.
Yeah, to this day, I don't know how I ended up in just my underwear out there in that parking lot, wandering all around.
All right. Well, Jay, I'm sorry you can't come with us, you know. You only have one coupon, yeah. But we're thankful. We'll send you, you know, another coupon at Christmas. You know, you can. I think this coupon that you're giving us was actually a present from us. So I guess maybe next time we'll send you something that you know, you'll use.
Yeah, Jim, my stomach's growling. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
Anyway, thanks for letting me on the show. Sorry to burst in like this, but you know, it's got to be done. You know, Pippa was sort of taking over with her sort of difficult ways, but you know, Pippa, I'm glad that you've come around and you see that, you know, we're not too bad. You know, our music is actually peace-loving music. So we'll see y'all later.
Jim, maybe we could bring Jay something back in a doggy bag. You know, some leftovers.